B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10th with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Katrina, how can we help you, madam?
Hey, you guys. I was wondering if I could get some help to find this guy that completely ghosted me.
So ghosted you after how many dates? Like, was it one date or?
Well, we met online and we chatted a bunch and we went out a few times and everything seems awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we hit it off great. And the last date we had, I actually made him dinner and brought it to his work.
Okay.
And he was super happy about it. And he said, hey, I'll call you the next day. And it's been a couple weeks already and he hasn't called me back. And I've tried to reach out. And
when you brought it to his work, like, does he work with his wife?
No. Oh my gosh, no.
I don't know. I mean, wow. Like, did you walk, like, was he being like super, I guess what I'm trying to ask is, when you brought it to him, was he like, hey, what's up, Katrina? Or was he like, hey, what are you doing?
Good surprise or bad surprise?
Yeah, this is my friend, Katrina. She's a client. Like, what was the reaction?
No, he was super excited to see me.
Okay.
And I was like, this is great. And he loved dinner and everything because, you know, pretty good cook.
Okay.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't weird because this was after work hours and he was the only one there.
Oh, okay.
So I wanted to surprise him with dinner so that he didn't have to worry about it. And
that's nice of you.
Yeah, everything was fine.
That's super nice of you, actually. Damn, even if you did do something that kind of pissed him off, I don't want to say he owes you another date, but he does after what you did.
You know, right?
Yeah. All right. Well, here's what we're going
to
do.
Wait, hold on. Just to throw this out there. You didn't, like, poison him or anything, did you? That you know of?
No.
Is he dead? Okay, so stay quiet. We're going to try and call him up right now, okay?
You got it.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, is this Mick?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay, perfect. So, Mick, I'm sorry for waking you up so early. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And I can explain to you why we're calling. We actually got your number from somebody who wanted us to reach out to you.
Just to be clear, what the company is calling me right now?
Okay. We're a radio station, Hot 96.9. We got your number from... let me explain. It's a girl that you know who wanted us to call you to ask you out on a date, basically. And if you agree to it, we'll let you choose the restaurant, the day, the time, all that stuff, and we'll pay for whatever date you do with this girl. And I'm going to tell you her name, too.
I don't get it, man. Is this about a job or something? Or
you know, I'm just going to tell you her name. Her name is Katrina. You guys were hanging out for a while.
Yeah, no, I don't want to go on a date with Katrina. I'm good on that, man.
Well, hold on. Now, you don't have to do it, but even if it's a no, can you just tell us why so we can get back to her and explain it to her?
Yeah, I'm looking for a new job because of her right now.
What?
I don't really know her like all that well. We met online, went on a couple dates, and the last time that we saw each other was at my job, and she brought me dinner at my work.
Right, that was nice.
Okay, so we're not really supposed to have people at our job. And okay. When she got there with the food, she asked if she can come in and use the restroom. I felt bad. She just brought me a bunch of food, so I was like, yeah, that's fine. And my job's really strict on that, and I let her in. She used the bathroom, I guess, but I don't know. Now, looking back, I really wish I just told her no.
Because
what happened in the bathroom?
All right, she's like 100 pounds. She's like a really petite, you know, girl, and she destroyed the bathroom. Not like...
What?
Not like a, oh, I'm sorry, it smells a little bit in there. Don't go in there for a little bit. Like... Toilet paper was all over the place. The dispenser was ripped off the wall. Water was coming out of the toilet, like, all through the night, and it destroyed the hallway carpet. They have to fumigate. It literally smells like a sewer in there.
Hold on.
It's insane. It's a fucking
disaster.
No
way.
No. What the fuck are you talking about?
Wait, hold on. Katrina's on the phone right now. Are we
sure? What the fuck? Katrina? What?
Because she wanted to see you again. But hold on a second. Are you sure that it was Katrina that destroyed your bathroom at work?
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm 100% positive that it was Katrina that destroyed the bathrooms at work. I got brought into the security office with my with my boss present. They show me a video of me letting her into the building, which is already a fireable offense. And then they show me letting her in the bathroom. They have cameras all over the place. There's obviously not one in the bathroom, but they basically show me a video of her running out of the bathroom full sprint at the end. And then they flash forward a little bit, and you start to see the water coming out from the floor.
What is happening?
Yo,
what did you do?
Water on the floor.
What happened in the bathroom?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're busted. You can't get out of this one.
Katrina.
I'm really sorry. I mean, you guys, I have a medical condition, and I have to take iron pills for it.
Yeah.
And if I don't drink enough water, I get these wicked aggressive
Okay.
Yeah, there was something wrong with the toilet. Like, I tried to flush it, and, like, the handle was weird, so I just kind of tried to put a bunch of toilet paper on top, and hopefully somebody would come in the next day and fix the toilet. I had no idea it was going to overflow.
Blew up his bathroom at work.
I just thought that Mick would take care of it when he went in there, like... He knows how this bathroom works, and so he'd probably get to flush. And
Katrina, I took the blame for you at first. I took the rap, and then once I saw it, there was a turd the size like a dinosaur leaf.
Oh my God.
That wasn't me. That wasn't me. And they took me to the video, and we had to go review it, and I had to prove to them that it wasn't me, and I still ended up getting fired because I brought the shit into the building.
Oh, my God.
I have no words for this.
They actually let you go because an overflowed toilet?
It's the whole reason they have the system set up. They don't want people to be coming in the building in and out like that. That's the whole reason. They don't want you to allow your friends and family into the building to use the restroom. That's the whole reason. I need to be clear, by the way. I mean, it wasn't just like an overflowed toilet. There was smears of poop all over the place. It was like a crime scene, but without the blood, replace it with poop. And it was just
Oh my God.
Floor. You have to keep, it's like tiles, brown, white, all covered, smeared. It was disgusting.
How about if you guys go out to dinner, maybe have a discussion about it, you know, chalk it up to like, remember that time that I caused you to lose your job, and then maybe you guys could keep this thing going.
Are you serious?
Made in heaven.
No, like... No, I need to get a new job now. I can't be thinking about trying to date a poop. No, like, that's not happening, man. That's not happening.
What? I get it.
The second date update on the 10th.
Weekday mornings at 6:10, 7:10, and 8:10.
If you need a second date update, email us. GetUpCrew@Hot96.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.